First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS radio network. Good morning. The tall Australian has left and the short Japanese leader has arrived. Their story is similar. That in 1 minute.
I don't know about you, but for me, a heavy breakfast on a summer morning just doesn't fit right. You want something light and cool and crisp and friendly. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, cereal fortified with 8 vitamins, with milk, fresh fruit, some toast and juice. That's great taste and nutrition. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I found my morning. Snap, crackle, pop.
Great taste in the morning.
Gough Whitlam is a robust 6'4" Australian who became Prime Minister down under last December. Within 1 month, he turned Richard Nixon into a confirmed anti-Whitlamite, or so it is seen. The new Australian leader sharply attacked the president's decision to bomb Hanoi and Haiphong over the Christmas holidays last year. The White House reacted coldly to Whitlam's criticism, and so did the State Department. So coldly that when Whitlam let it be known several months ago that he wanted to visit Washington, the president let it be known that he would not be welcome. And so the diplomatic stalemate remained until Marshall Green, the new American ambassador to Australia, arrived on the scene. Slowly and professionally, he negotiated a compromise. Whitlam, on his way from Mexico to Canada, could stop by at the White House, even get an audience with President Nixon, but his visit would not be considered official. Yesterday, Whitlam arrived at the White House, and he was greeted by Henry Kissinger and a small group of trumpeteers. He and Kissinger chatted for an hour, then both entered the Oval Office for a meeting with the president. Afterward, Whitlam spoke at the National Press Club, and he made it perfectly clear that if the U.S. began to bomb Hanoi again, he, Whitlam, would once again object. Furthermore, he added he had no regrets about his protest. He said Australia would continue to be a good friend of the United States, but no longer an obedient ally. There are differences between the two countries, sizable ones, and they now will be recognized and respected. The U.S. can no longer take Australia for granted. Whitlam, under questioning, offered one example. He strongly attacked France for conducting atmospheric nuclear tests in the South Pacific, knowing that the United States has raised no objection, no protest, nothing about those tests. Whitlam also discussed the new relationship between Australia and the United States with Secretary of State Rogers and with selected members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. No doubt, driving through town, Whitlam must have noticed the Japanese flag flying from posts throughout Washington. Kikuyu Tanaka, a foot shorter than Whitlam, 54 years old, just as dynamic, quick, a self-made man without a college degree, but with a graduate school sense of international politics and economics, Tanaka begins his official visit to Washington today. And he, too, brings a message of a new relationship between Japan and the United States. State Department officials feel Tanaka is correct in his judgment. A new chapter has been opened, they claim, between the two countries. These officials believe that within the last year or so, ever since Tanaka came to power, Japan has been reassessing her foreign policy, moving this economic giant away from contention and confrontation with the United States and towards a more mature relationship based on a solid awareness of one another's strengths. The Japanese know that they are strong economically but weak militarily. They also know that the United States is strong militarily but weak and divided economically and politically. Watergate and a bad inflation, the main reasons. Tanaka has political problems at home, not of a Watergate dimension, but problems that have kept his popularity polls at modest levels. He is here to raise them if possible, and he is expected to tread softly, lightly, diplomatically around the issue of Watergate, just as Whitlam did. Now this message.
Put on hard $70 around the neck of your chest. And give for please such misery. He'll never forget.
Give your dog or cat 3 months of flea protection with the Hart's 90-day collar. It's the collar that conquers the flea.
Get a Hart's 90-day collar at your favorite store. And teach your flea, it's no fun to be a flea anymore.
Could arthritis minor pain keep you awake tonight? Then, before you go to bed, rub in Exocaine to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain so you may get a good night's sleep. You see, Exocaine Arthritis Foam is the only leading rub with Benzocaine, the fast-acting anesthetic that really penetrates to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So at night, to forget your throbbing pain, remember to rub in Exocaine.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kell, CBS News.